following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Jesus.
An evening with Fatty and Wes.
So you know, Lovies, that I had that electrical shock in the last program at the end, and I'm fine. A little singed hairs that I don't want to talk about because it's embarrassing. But my memory came back. And so I briefly wanted to address the grand meeting, the huge earth-shattering antimatter-meets-matter meeting of Big Fatty and I. Of course, Wes has been over to our house before. We welcome him with open arms. He's a delight, a delightful human being, and not difficult to look at either, and a charmer. And Big Fatty, of course, you know, the big thing was the monsters meeting each other, each of us thinking the other's a monster. But in point of fact, we never felt that way about each other. We've always respected each other a great deal. And so it was really exciting because it was an extraordinarily long time in coming. We had talked about meeting in the first few months of knowing one another, and it seems that I met podcaster after podcaster before Fatty, but the planets aligned, and we indeed met a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night.
Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A delightful human being and a charmer.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 878 of the BFO for Monday, the 13th of June 2011, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me a little show, y'all. We are going to review the weekend. If Big Fatty can't remember, poor Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, that was the third time that I recoded that little opening because y'all I had was getting some static. And y'all, that does not mean that someone was giving me a hard time. It was just kind of that. It was just that crackling. I don't know what it was, but y'all, I unplugged the micro hoist and I replugged it back in, and y'all, it went bye-bye. So anyway, it was well worth trying to figure out the problem before we got into a Monday, because y'all, we don't need Monday the 13th. We don't need it to be unlucky. No, Big Friday, no. Especially since Wednesday's going to be a full moon. And y'all, it's been it's been quite the time since we were last together. Y'all, before I forget, I'm going to go ahead and read the bacon calendar, because I meant to do this on a Friday. Oh, by the way, a special welcome to any new listeners we have from the Wacom Cleaner convention over the weekend. I know that that David in Denver, who was in Missouri over the weekend, was trying to get some new listeners for the BFO. So, David, hopefully your efforts are fruitful. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But, y'all, that is a brand new sandwich that they are selling here at the Von's East. Called the I don't know what the hell it's called, but y'all, they take a Bakery Fresh submarine sandwich roll, and they split it, and they put Swiss cheese on it, and then they put buffalo boneless chicken tenders on there, and then they sprinkle it with blue cheese crumbles, and then they'll put whatever you want on there. Big Fatty opted for a little shredded lettuce and some pickles, and y'all, it's lovely! Just lovely, but y'all, it'll give you the gas. It'll give you the gas, let me just tell you. Friday's bacon comment was from Butthead. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I am not referring to the old gal at the beginning of the show when I say Butthead. But anyway, even though y'all, I believe she butted heads over the... I don't know. Anyway, y'all, it says Butthead from the Beavis and Butthead said, hello, room service. I'd like, and I'm sure Butthead, was Butthead the one that went, I'd like some bacon, a couple of Cokes, and a bunch of whores. And y'all, that pretty much sums up Big Fatty's weekends. Big Fatty, please. Then y'all, for Saturday and Sunday, we had a spatter screen is a helpful cooking tool that is placed over the skillet to keep bacon grease from splattering everywhere. Y'all, why is it a spatter screen, but it keeps it from splattering? Why wouldn't it keep it from spattering, or why wouldn't it be a splatter screen? Big Fatty, you bring up all the good. You bring up all the good things, the most useless things you remember, and the rest of the shit you don't remember worth shit. Y'all, this, for today, it's from No No Nanette, which y'all, I believe, is one of those Broadway little shows. And y'all, I am recording this prior to the Tony Awards. Y'all, I believe they are, the Tonys are brought to you by Lilt, Home Permanence. Nobody will get that, but anyway, I don't know, the old gal might get that one. Lilt and Tony, really? Really? Okay. Anyway, from No No Nanette, Susan says, I've never seen such a man for bacon. And Pauline says, I've never seen such bacon for a man. I don't get it. I don't know. Okay, I'm so glad that I went ahead and took care of that. But y'all, Friday, y'all, it was a good day at the coal mine. I've had a real good week at the coal mine. I've gotten lots of stuff done. Old Vader, he decided he wasn't gonna come in, so he was working from home, and so it was a skeleton crew, y'all. But it was a good skeleton crew, y'all. We were there, and y'all had a lovely special little dessert on Friday. There was a group meeting in the coal mine building that day, and y'all, they had some leftover desserts, and y'all, it was fresh berries. They were like blackberries and what do you call those? The not cranberries, but the rasp berries and strawberries, and y'all, chunks of pound cake, and then it had some sort of delicious whipped cream with little pieces of mint on top. Oh, it was just lovely. And anyway, I don't remember what I did Friday night. I do too. We had the LFC on Friday night. Y'all, there was a big announcement if you weren't there. But the LFC is going on hiatus for the summer. Y'all, you know, I don't know that many of you may not remember, but back in the day, and I know the old gal and I remember this, and probably Arthur, but I don't know if anybody else does, but anyway, y'all, TV programs, they used to be like 26 weeks. You know, you'd order up a TV show and they'd produce 26 episodes, and y'all, you're lucky if you get 13 now. But they would go on summer hiatus, and y'all, they would put just crap on. And y'all, now they just put crap on throughout the year. But anyway, y'all, there are some new programs that are starting that I wanted to learn how to dance, and which I'm not really watching, y'all, because that Screaming Woman is on there. She was gone last year. But, y'all, it's all these, y'all, they get out there and they do these monkey dances and these shenanigans. And, y'all, I don't get it. You know, I just don't get it. You know, why couldn't they just, I don't know. But, and y'all, I mean, some of the boys are cute, but, you know, it's just, it feels too put on. They're just putting on a show, y'all. And, I mean, it's not displaying. They're just putting on an act. That's what they're doing. They're putting on an act. I don't enjoy it. Anyway, what else am I watching? There are several new ones that are starting, and I'm not going in the Fat Cave to discuss these because y'all hadn't seen them yet. But the Summer Wipeout is getting ready to start, which, y'all, is always a good gut buster. In more ways than one, it's a gut buster for the contestants and for those of you that are watching at home. But y'all, the other one is some kind of 101 ways to leave a quiz program. And y'all, I don't really understand this. And y'all, they've got that Bachelorette on, and you know, all of that. I don't get it. I don't get it. So anyway, but y'all, coming up. They're going to have, what is that new, the Expedition Impossible or something like that. I don't know if it's that Kim Possible. Fatty, we thought you were going to say Kim Beaver. But, you know, I get confused because y'all can't remember shit. And this little show will prove it. Just like the old gal at the beginning, y'all, I was listening to her Friday show, and y'all, she was going through the meeting of, with Big Fatty and Miss West, and y'all, she's, I hope I've remembered, y'all, about half of it she remembered. Y'all, she never mentioned the dancing. I couldn't believe it. So anyway, but y'all, I cannot point a finger because Big Fatty has four fingers pointing back at him when he's pointing a finger, and y'all, I don't remember shit either. So anyway, so the LFC is going on hiatus for the summer. I don't know if it'll be replaced by anything, but we will be back with the pink carpet on the Pride 48 weekend, and y'all, we got Lori Warbucks on there, and y'all, just to get a little confirmation of everything that Big Fatty had said last week about the Pride 48 and everything, and y'all, I want to be serious here for a second. Y'all, quit overthinking everything, okay? Quit overthinking everything. Y'all, just... if somebody says something, it's not necessarily directed at you. If it needs to be directed at you, it'll be directed at you. But y'all, you can just take it in, take information for what it is, what is being said, and move forward and use that information to move forward. But y'all, quit trying to overthink everything. Y'all, there's just too much of that shit going on. And y'all, everybody, you quit jumping to damn conclusions. When you overthink, you jump to conclusions. And y'all, quit it. Just quit. Quit it. Just quit it. Please. Please. And y'all, I know it's easy to say and hard to do, but y'all, just do it. Okay? You'll be a much happier person to take information as a learning tool and move forward, and don't overthink that. But anyway, back to the LFC. I'm trying to overthink what I did this weekend. After the LFC, I was supposed to have my well, y'all, I tell you what, let's just do this.
Mystery Date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Will you be ready? ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I don't think that could be snarky since the old gal said it herself. Anyway, but y'all, Friday night, my most regular gentleman caller goes, my old most regular gentleman caller goes, hi, Big Freddy, can I come over? And I said, yes. And I said, but I'm busy from 7 p.m. in the evening till 8 p.m. in the evening. So, y'all, our plans basically can be summed up on Friday night as... So, y'all, then on Saturday, I got an e-letter from a friend of mine who said, oh, hey, Big Freddy, we are putting together a sort of an impromptu play party. And y'all, play party, of course, means, he goes, we're all going to sit around naked out by the pool, and we're going to set up the sling out there and just have a good old time. And, y'all, I said, oh, well, actually, I didn't say that, but I said, well, I have dinner plans, but they're not confirmed yet. And then, of course, I'll be going out with Granny and Miss Porter around 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And I said, you know, let me just see how the dinner plans play out. Maybe I can come before I go out to the come. And y'all, basically, that all turned out as And then y'all, my old most regular gentleman called on Saturday, said, "Hey, Big Freddy, can we get together this evening?" And I said, "Well, you know, I've got dinner plans, and then I'm going out for drinks." But he goes, oh, well, you know, I've got a graduation party I've got to go to. So, I'll probably be done with it around, about the time you're going out for drinks. So I guess that I'm just going to have to say, and y'all then, I got a message a little bit later on. He said, oh, Big Freddy, you know, I may be out late this evening. So why don't you send me a text message? And let me know when you're leaving the bar, and maybe we can get together late this evening. And y'all, basically, that turned out. So then on Sunday afternoon, y'all, my almost regular gentleman caller, for the third time this weekend, fourth time this weekend, he he goes, hey, Rick Reddick, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm just sitting here wondering if you and I are ever going to get together again. He says, I'll see you in a few minutes. And, y'all, he came over, and we had a lovely, lovely time. And, y'all, then he had his knees started hurting because he's had a little knee surgery. And as far as us both are arriving, basically that can be summed up as... But, y'all, it was lovely nonetheless. And... So then on Saturday, I don't remember what I did. Y'all, my shoulder hurt. My shoulder hurt on Saturday. I think I was supine entirely too much. I was in the love chamber nipper-napping. And y'all, I don't know what I did, but it hurt. And anyway, y'all, then I guess I'll just have to finish this up on Tamari's little show. But y'all, I did indeed go out with Granny and Miss Porter, and y'all, we've got some big plans, big doings coming up for this coming weekend. And y'all, I spoke to the West, the gay country boy, and y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T, and y'all, it appears that he may be coming to the big horror event over at the Horror Hotel in late August. And y'all, I have a feeling after he meets Mr. Michael Brandon, he's gonna use Vera's words,
a delightful human being and a charmer.
Yes, both of them are, yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.